BSI in the world. I'm John Batchelor. Argentina, an important election producing an unusual president. Javier Milei, a man with a striking presence on the campaign trail, carrying a chainsaw to say how he will deal with the overwhelming government of Argentina that has failed epoch after epoch to balance the budget or even dig itself out of a hole. And here again, this is a country suffering inflation that was said to be more than 200% before the election. It has moderated some, not profoundly. And now, I learned from Mary Anastasia O'Grady, the America's editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, the answer to inflation is a 20,000 peso note. Mary, a very good evening to you. I'm ready to learn. How does issuing a note at this scale solve the inflation story? Good evening.
Well, good evening, John. I inserted that in my column because I wanted to illustrate to the reader how the inflation has not been stopped in its tracks, as Javier Milei offered to do by dollarizing the economy. He's 4 months into his term, and rather than dollarize, we're getting this peso note. Now, I think that he would argue that the inflation's already there. In other words, if you want, you know, $20, you need to carry a big stack of the smaller peso notes. So this is just a recognition of the fact that the inflation has occurred. You're right that the monthly inflation rate has been coming down. Whether that's sustainable or not is not clear. It's still very high. The IMF thinks that inflation for the year of 2024 will be about 150%. That may go past listeners, but I would remind them that, you know, in the United States right now, we're suffering because the Fed's trying to bring inflation from 3% a year down to 2% a year. So 150% is still a big number. The IMF says that if on the current trajectory, inflation could get as low as 45% for the year of 2025. So yes, he's bringing inflation down, but not nearly enough.
Mary, who was Juan Bautista Alberdi?
Yes, well, as I explained in my column, that note, which I think will be printed up in June, will be the largest denomination peso note in circulation. Right now, the largest is a 2,000 peso note. The central bank says it's going to put Alberdi on the 20,000 peso note. And I think there's some deep irony in that because Alberdi was the father of classical liberalism in Argentina. He was a strong, staunch advocate of sound money. And as I said in my column, I think that if he were alive today and saw that his face was being put on a 20,000 peso note, he might sue for defamation.
In the campaign, Mr. Milei made it very clear he was going to dollarize the economy and remove the central bank from it as an institution. Why is he hesitating?
Privately, apparently, he says that he still has that as an intention. There's still a problem, a fundamental problem in the economy of the fact that the government has borrowed a lot of money. It has to pay that money back. That's government debt. And also, he has exchange controls and capital controls on the currency. So that means that the price is fixed according to the government and people cannot take dollars out of the country. What people say is that he's very much afraid that if he lifts those controls, money will flow out of the country. And of course, you have to lift those controls in order to dollarize. So this is apparently what's driving that hesitation. And he thinks that capital will flow out of the country because people will be concerned about where the economy is going. I think that's a wrong analysis. I think actually, if he dollarized the economy, money would flow into the country, but he's not willing to take that risk. So he's leaving the capital and exchange controls on, which is a complete contradiction of his so-called libertarian ideas. And he's maintaining the current controlled exchange rate in order to kind of what I think he believes could be a sort of soft landing of this problem.
So everybody's disappointed. Okay, that's the nature of compromise. But what is to be done? I think you're indicating in your column, I'm pretty sure the news report says he needs the help of his legislature and he's not liable to get it. Is that correct?
He has not gotten it so far. Although yesterday, he got the lower house to approve a scaled back version of his omnibus reform bill. That now goes to the Senate. And so that will allow him to, you know, privatize instead of 40 companies that he wanted to do, something like 10 or 15. Everything is sort of miniature as opposed to his very grandiose reform package. If it gets through the Senate, which remains a big if. He has to still be thinking about the monetary problem because he needs to get capital coming into Argentina investing in order to get this country out of recession. And I don't think he's going to get that capital infusion if he doesn't anchor the currency. And that's why I think it's a very big mistake not to just go ahead and dollarize first and let the chips fall where they may. Instead, he's trying to get Congress to cut spending and cut entitlements and open markets and do reforms first so that he has a completely reformed economy. And then he's going to fix the currency. I don't think that's a winning recipe.
As I understand, there's been some limiting or removing of transfer payments, welfare. At the same time, the inflation, though not as high as it was, is still higher. So are things getting worse for the people of Argentina?
Well, they're in a tough spot right now because in order to cut the fiscal deficit, which is one of the indications that he's getting the fiscal problem under control, he's done things that are unsustainable. For example, you had 300% a year inflation, and yet he's telling pensioners, Social Security recipients, that they will only get their Social Security payment, but not adjusted for inflation. That's very painful. He's also stopped public works. So he's cut some government spending, but I think those cuts in government spending are part of what's creating this recession, on top of the fact that people are just not going to put money into they're hoarding their dollars because, I mean, to the extent they're spending their dollars, it's because they're running out of money. So they're going under the mattress, getting the dollars out and selling them. So this makes the peso look a little bit stronger than it would otherwise be. But it's happening because people are feeling the pinch of the recession, joblessness, a pullback on government spending and so forth. So that's why I say that strategy in itself is not sustainable. He needs something to create confidence in Argentina. And I think that he could do that. I understand why he's hesitant because there are risks involved. But, if he stays on the current path, I think he just sort of relives another chapter in the long history of Argentina, going from a great power in the world in the 19th century to a very mediocre underperformer.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, The Wall Street Journal editorial page. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.